Hi everybody, this is Christy. I am the Intimate Warrior. I thank you so much for stopping by, and as always, I send you love. I'm going to probably have a quick video here today for you, but I wanted to really get this to you because I am feeling it from within. I'm not going to make this a deep sense of explanation. I'm just going to talk here today. I want you to kind of understand it like this. Through yesterday's video, I mentioned that we have to, once we have created a perfected womb, a purified womb, we are therefore able to conceive the child. The mother, the seed, is able to impregnate the woman. And that creates the solar seed, the Christ element, the Christ seed. So what has to take place here is that and then, of course, after the Christ seed, when the Christ seed develops, you therefore are able to develop the souls within, which is the stages of child development. You have to, in order to become your higher self, still, your soul has to go through its own process of development. What we have, I guess, maybe failed to realize or never really thought about is that in this, the purifying the womb in relationship to the Bible is that Mary had to first purify herself in order to conceive Christ, Jesus Christ, from within. If she had not purified her elements, her womb would not have been able to conceive. Christ, the Christ element, the Christ principle, was able to purify her from within. You know, that is a separate story. A story that was kind of, you know, ripped out of the Bible. So that we wouldn't have great information to learn on our own transformation and personal development. So then you have Christ's story. The birth of Christ and then his crucifixion and his resurrection. That is the story of Christ. Now, you're going to have a combination of Jesus' life or Jesus' birth, which mixes with the element of the mother principle, who helps Christ become his risen self. It's necessary. The mother is necessary for the child's development. She is the child's development. But it also expresses how she also attained completeness and wholeness from within by using that Christ element. And so I want to add into that there is that, and this is stuff, of course, that works with what I have been given, information that I have been given. But I don't want to give you information, and I mentioned this in my other previous video, that I'm not just going to give you information until I've actually gone through it. And until it's actually made sense. Because I can read anything I want to read, or you can read anything that you want to read, but unless it matches through an experience, it does nobody any good. It won't serve me if I'm just reading off of a piece of paper, because anybody can read off of a piece of paper and give knowledge. But divine knowledge is one that has been experienced and understood. Experienced and understood and therefore shared. So we have the sacred chamber of the heart is something that I have spoken about, which is a huge part of our becoming. That's where the permanent seed atom, of course, is created. And that is where the soul development, it's so important for the soul development. The three chambers of the heart coordinate with also the threefold flamed heart, which develops into more of the diamond or the crystal lotus heart or the crystal diamond heart, or there's so many names to this because there's so many levels that can be completed through this. The sacred heart, whatever it is. It also works with the three wise men, also working with Orion's belt. the three wise men traveled to see the child being born. They followed the star. The star is signified or works with the spirit, the soul, the spirit that comes into matter in Christ. Christ developed the spirit, the highest element of spirit within him. And they followed this to see the child. We are all stars, but here in our human form, we are soulless until we follow the star and we become the star. The three Orion's belt and also the three wise men also works with the pineal, pituitary, and the hypothalamus, the brain or the diencephalon of the brain, and therefore the development of the divine soul. So in our process of becoming, we work in reverse fashion. You know, we work with the lower veils. We're working in the darkness through the moon cycle, lunar cycles. Then we work our way back into the light and back up to source at the very top. And then we're going to descend back down. And this is the process of God, source, giving you an explanation of your creation. You know, Eve on her own can't do anything. She might be a part of a creative force, but she cannot do anything without Adam. They are not whole. There is no creation that can take place. Adam alone cannot do anything as well because God took Eve out of Adam's rib. They must become unified within themselves. And you have to understand how it works and what is taking place from within yourself to truly make those connections. And once Adam has reunited with his Eve, that becomes a purified soul. It is the perfected soul that was created in God's perfect image. And so that is where we are actually at. But it's still going to be, it's going to take some time. And lots of becoming, you know, lots of self-realization is going to take place. You should really take some time for yourself to allow this creation to take place within you. It's very, very sweet. It's so sweet. But through this sweetness, there can be lots of, you know, things that are very symptomatic. But even in having those symptoms, there's lots of sweetness because you understand greatness comes through our struggles. And so I just wanted to hand this out to you guys today, and I really wanted to get through the depths of it today, but my heart is feeling so much gratefulness and thankfulness that I know that I really need to take this time for myself. And I'm hoping that tomorrow more will, I'll be able to get that video out to you and make more sense in explanation. So please bear with me and come back anytime that I make a video. I'll talk to you guys later.